You think you know what you like. You're a romantic comedy nut, or you're a video gamer, or you're a nonfiction person. But sometimes fate kind of reshuffles that deck. When Julia Wirtz was growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, she was a reader, a big reader, and she mostly read fantasy books.
My mom would take us to the library book sale every first Wednesday of every month, and my brother and I would get big trash bags full of books and then just spend hours locking myself in my bedroom and reading the Chronicles of Narnia, and all of the Oz books were my favorite.
So reading was a huge part of Julia's life until she was 19, which is when something strange started happening.
I started getting fevers, losing a bunch of weight. My joints were really painful. I couldn't walk after a while, and eventually I just couldn't even get out of bed. So I was going to the doctor, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. They're running all these tests. It took them about 6 months to diagnose me with systemic lupus, which is an autoimmune disease, so I had to go on a lot of medication. You know how sometimes the cure is worse than the actual disease. One of the side effects of the medication I was on was that I couldn't focus because it was making me physically ill, because if I looked at text, it would get all wobbly.
Now, suddenly, the thing that Julia had relied on for years as her refuge was off limits. But she still found herself going to the library.
So I was at the San Francisco Public Library, and I was looking for things that didn't have fine print. And I picked up, I think, some audiobooks and some videos. And then on the way out, I saw a very small shelf, actually, and it had some graphic novels on it. And I just kind of grabbed them on a whim. I just looked at them and I was like, oh, there's pictures and I don't have to focus and I can handle this. One of them was My New York Diary by Julie Doucet. My New York Diary is basically about her moving to New York and just going to some parties, kind of some relationship stuff. She's very messy, so she's kind of surrounded in her own squalor. And it's just a picture into her life at that time. There's a lot of personality to it. She's a very clear style, and it's just black and white. There's no color, and it's just her sort of frazzled character. It's very unique. It's just very much her. When you're looking at a graphic novel, there's the top narrative, there's the dialogue, and there's the visual. So there's three layers of it that I had no idea could connect all together to tell an actual story. The narrative and the visual going together, which I hadn't realized could happen outside of the Sunday comics. And, I mean, it was the opposite effect of not focusing on anything. I'd, like, zeroed in on one, like, laser precision, and I've never been like that with anything. It was winter. I think I had just turned 21. I was really sick. I had been in bed for days. And I opened Julie's My New York Diary, and she's just sitting there at her drawing desk or sitting on the bed, and her room's a mess. There's, you know, like bowls and cups and socks and books and art things, and it's all over her room. And I looked at that drawing and just kind of like looked around at my apartment, and it was the exact same thing. It was a mirror image of what I was seeing on the paper. And I just thought, you know, if she can draw her room and make it a thing and put it on paper and make it into a book that everyone can look at, I can do that too. Like, if she can do it, I can do it. So then I did, and I just drew my room, and that was one of the first drawings I ever did. Now I'm a cartoonist, and I've had 5 books published, and I've been nominated for 2 Eisner Awards. Aesthetically, I never went to art school, and you can really tell, but I think that the uninformed sort of raw aesthetic of it really works, because it's just, here's my life, I'm a very simple person, and then here's a very simple way of drawing that. So I don't get too fancy, because I want to present just like the every person story. I like to write and I like to draw, and I couldn't do either of them well. But when I put them together on paper, and I don't want to be pompous enough to say I do it well, but I mean, apparently I'm passable at it. So it just made sense to me. If I have 3 pages of a short story and I'm forced to put it into 6 panels of a comic, it naturally edits itself. You have to pick out the most essential sentence, and then you use the art to fill in the blanks. Once I'm forced to put it in boxes, it just makes sense.
Julia Wirtz is the author of Museum of Mistakes, and you can also see her work on the New Yorker's website. Scott Ross produced our story with help from Josh Rogerson. Is there some book or song or video game or TV show or any other work of culture that changed your life? If so, tell us about it at studio360.org, and we might put your story on the air.